Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and business coach. Join Steve and his guests to get answers to your questions and help break through to the next level in your business.
This is Steve. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur. Today, we're going to talk to you about your attitude. Do you have an attitude? Do things bother you? Do you feel out of control by life circumstances? See, these are the things that we all struggle with. And today we are going to change your situation. And here's how we're going to do it. We're going to change your situation by changing your attitude. We don't understand the power that we have, especially in our own lives. There are those of you who are listening, maybe for the first time, and you're wondering, what have I gotten myself into? Well, I'm going to tell you what you've gotten yourself into. You've gotten yourself into an opportunity to be able to radically change everything about your life over the course of this next hour. Does that sound like something that's interesting to you? What if every single circumstance in your life that seems completely insurmountable, unovercomable, and impossible can change right now in this hour? What would that mean to you? Are you willing to commit this next hour of your life to radically change everything in your life? Now, as is always the case, I'm not going to do this on my own. I am so blessed to have a variety of amazing people that come on the show and talk to you about their life experiences and then share with you what they've learned from the things that they've gone through. And today is no different. Today we're blessed to be joined by Janice Montgomery Albakai Strausser. This is an amazing woman who has lived through some of the highest and lowest parts of current American history that we have been through. She has seen some things that many of us just really don't understand, and she's learned how to overcome. And today, we're going to get a sneak peek into her life. And during the course of this hour, you are going to learn how to overcome, how to change your situation, because you have 100% control over one person in your life, and that's you. So hold on to your hats, folks. Today is not going to be a bumpy ride. Today is going to be your day of transformation. I want you to sit down right now before we even start, and I want you to write on a piece of paper, type into your computer, tweet it, put it on Facebook. Today is my day of transformation. Are you ready? Are you ready to really truly be transformed? I challenge you. I encourage you. I dare you to take these next few minutes with us and radically change your life forever. Join me in welcoming Janice Strausser. Hi, Janice. How are you doing today?
Hello. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. So Janice, tell us a little bit about you and what's got you to this point in your career.
Well, thank you, Steve, for asking that question. You know, in honor of Black History Month, I'd really like to begin there, if I may.
Sure.
I don't know if you know, but I'm from Northport/Tuscaloosa, Alabama. I was born there in the 50s, and went to school in the 60s. And what was happening at that time was this integration and a lot of segregation, right?
Mm.
In my family, I have, there are six of us. I'm the oldest of six children. Had an opportunity to be a part of the movement in Tuscaloosa at that time.
Mm.
Those are exciting times and not so exciting times all at the same time in that part of Alabama.
Exactly, exactly. And if I may, let me share a story with you. I remember at the age of 14, I volunteered to integrate Tuscaloosa County High School. Had no clue what I was getting myself into. Our home was vandalized, and we were frightened out of our wits, of course. Mm. My mother called Dr. King. And long story short, myself and 12 other children were escorted to school for about 6 months by FBI agents. So you asked me the initial question, what brought me to this point? That was a defining moment in my life at the age of 14.
Yeah, I bet.
I use these platforms to talk with young women and older women about the difficulties we have in our lives and how we can look to each other to empower ourselves as Black women to be all that we can be. I had no clue at that time what that would mean to me later on in life. Hmm. So that was a defining moment for me, yes.
Oh, I bet. I can't even imagine. I mean, you've seen the world change so dramatically, you know, from the way things were back when you were in junior high and high school compared mm-hmm. to how most places, at least, they are now.
Yes, I have seen that transition. And by and large, we're not where we need to be, but thank God we're not where we were.
Mm. It's a good way of saying it.
Mm-hmm.
So what, you know, with all of that experience and all that you came through, what is the very first thing that you always share with, you know, with the people when you're coaching them?
The very first thing I love to share when I am coaching and consulting, I think that was your question, right?
Yes.
Is that we have the ability to move from beyond what we are to what we need to be. And most of the time, I coach a lot of ladies, women, we don't understand the power that we have within us and how we can access that power to rise above our situations. It does not matter what color you are, but we all have struggles in life. Divorce and different situations that we need to move from beyond. So I encourage them to not to look to where they were, but where they need to be.
How do we rise above? I mean, there are so many people that they stay stuck in where they started. Mm-hmm. What does a person do to begin that journey of, you know, transitioning from, you know, to something better?
What a great question. My faith is where I began. That's number one for me. Now, faith and spirituality are they're different for each person, right? Mm. But I look into my faith. I also look into my experience in life, my training, my upbringing. Being from Alabama, we have to look at what our parents taught us. So I didn't have to say to you this point, look back through your upbringing and dig deep into where you came from and find those points in life that made you what you are.
Who are you? Where have you come from? What have you come through? What mountains have you climbed? What valleys have you gone through? Every moment of your life has happened for a reason, for a purpose. Many of the times, I'll be the first one to tell you, I know it in my own life, and I'm sure it's true in yours too. Many times, while we're going through something, it does not feel like a blessing, like an opportunity, or like anything other than sheer misery. But I can tell you this, those moments, those times that you've been through, each one of them serves a higher purpose. Now, I'm not one of those kind of people that says that you have to go through stuff in order to be something, but I know that all the stuff that you have gone through, it is for something. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be right back on Thriving Entrepreneur.
Never has there been a better time for women to hack success. The shift is on, and the breakthroughs are real. We're taking success to a whole nother level. Join us at the Women's Success Summit, a gathering of dynamic, smart women helping women. We want to learn about you and what you have to offer. Bring your A game and be prepared to transact some business. Oh, and by all means, dress to impress.
Register at eWomenNetwork.com.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to WeHelpYouThrive.com. Check us out and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. I'm here with Drana Strausser, and we're talking to you today about how to radically transform your life, how to change everything that has been into the wonderful, marvelous possibility of what is going to be. And I'm here to challenge you today. I hope you're taking notes. I hope you've gotten out your pen and paper. Janice is an amazing lady. She's been through some things that most of us can't even imagine. You know, it's just outside of our scope, our concept. We just have never been through something like that. And yet, it isn't about the things she's been through. It's about the fact that she's been through them, if you know what I mean by that. In other words, her life now is built upon all of those things. It is a life of significance and value because of what she's been through and where she's been. Our life is about overcoming, which is simply coming up over what has been in our life.
So when we identify where we are,
Mm-hmm. What is that first step?
I teach a course on the roadmap and keys to success. And one of the things I look, one of my first points is to prioritize. Prioritize your goals. Step back and look to where you want to go. So prioritizing and perseverance for me are number one and number two.
So you take a look at your life. This is where I am. And sometimes that needs to be a real reality check. I mean, a lot of times the very first thing that gets us stuck is that we're lying to ourselves. And we have ourselves convinced that things aren't what they are. And so when we really take a look and we look at our lives honestly, and we give ourselves a sincere evaluation of that, and then I like that, then we have to step out. And once we step out, we have to persevere. You know, there's nobody that gets through life without some challenges.
That's right.
And some of the challenges are great, and some of them are small comparatively. But in each of our lives, the challenge that we face often seems just as insurmountable.
You know, what a great thought. I did on my blog this past week, I blogged about Maya Angelou. And her situation was basically from tragedy to triumph. Tragedy to triumph.
Yeah.
And she says, if you don't like where you are, change it. If you can't change it, change your attitude. So attitude is really where we are. And most of us are stuck in a mindset where our attitudes are not what they need to be. So you can't change your situation, change your attitude. So going from tragedy to triumph is surmountable, insurmountable. And how we as women can change things that we're not happy with.
I love that phrase. If you can't change your situation, change your attitude.
Change your attitude.
What a... Man, talk about a sign we all need on our wall or our bathroom mirror or both.
Well, you know, we have so much power. And forgive me for just focusing on women now, but I am doing a series of promotions on women, black women's quotes on perseverance. And when I look back at my life from the age of 14 and then younger, I can see how that trend, that position, I can see the journey of how my family, my faith, my family, I can look back at my grandmother and talk about her all day. Stability. Now, don't get me wrong. I was not in a home that was happy all the time. But my mother, my grandmother, and sometimes my father were there to guide me. So it's not all, you know, it's not all roses, so I'm not saying that. But you have to think about where you came from and where you're going.
I think that's a great question for everybody to really stop for a minute while they're listening and ask yourself, where am I going? I mean, it can change.
It changes every day.
You know, but I mean, the first thing you've got to do is just simply take a look at where am I headed?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't have that firmly in mind, well, and honestly, you know, it's a twofold question, because first of all, it's where am I headed? And then second of all, it's where do I really actually want to be headed?
Mm-hmm. You know, I was also looking at a short bio on two sisters this past week, Bessie and Sadie Delaney. And many women are, maybe other men and women don't know these two ladies. They were born in 1889 and passed away at 1904 and stress at 1999. That meant that these two ladies lived to be almost 100 years old. Mm. Okay. Now, what's interesting about them is they wrote their first book at the age of 104 and 107. Hmm. Imagine that.
Hmm.
And they say life is too short and it's up to you to make it sweet.
Next time you find yourself feeling like you don't have anything to say or that your book shouldn't be written, I think that those both of those ladies should be a great encouragement to us.
Absolutely.
I can't even imagine the world that they lived through to come to this point.
Well, the question was, you know, you have to have a defined purpose. Where are you going? You're never too old to reach your goal. And so many of us give up too soon, and they didn't. As a matter of fact, their book was adapted to a stage play in 1995. Mm. And a TV show a few years later. You always need to have a defined purpose in life, a why. I love what Simon Sinek says. He says, you can sell anything, but people buy your why. They'll buy your why.
Yeah, I mean, really, a person will do anything that you ask them to if they really understand the why. It's all about that why. I mean, you know, and so often we want to explain to them what or how, and what they really need to know is, you know, what is the purpose of this? Why am I doing it?
Well, I don't know if you know who Simon Sinek is, but, you know, he talked about Dr. King. Before the internet, before social media, how did he get those 200,000 plus people on the mall in Washington? They bought into his why. Hmm. It doesn't matter what your business is, promote your why. It doesn't matter what happened to you, divorce or whatever happened. You need to change your why. Change your attitude. If you can't change the circumstance, change your attitude.
Yeah, next time you feel challenged with the particular challenges that you're facing in your business, compare that to the challenge of being a black man living in Alabama, wanting to get together 200,000 people to march on Washington to make a change for the way an entire race of people were being treated.
And although you asked me about myself, I cannot really talk about what I do without integrating where I came from.
Absolutely. So did you hear the secret there? You cannot talk about what you do without integrating into that where you've come from. Your past does not equal your future, but your past has added up to making you who you are now. So rather than fighting against it, climb up on top of it and be the best you that you can possibly be with every moment of every day of your life. You're listening to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Never has there been a better time for women to hack success. The shift is on and the breakthroughs are real. We're taking success to a whole nother level. Join us at the Women's Success Summit, a gathering of dynamic, smart women helping women. We want to learn about you and what you have to offer. Bring your A game and be prepared to transact some business. Oh, and by all means, dress to impress.
Register at eWomenNetwork.com.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to WeHelpYouThrive.com. Check us out and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. I'm here with Janice Strausser. We are talking to you today about her amazing life and about the things that she has come through. We're doing it on purpose because there's a secret that we're revealing in what we're talking about. You have the ability to overcome. You are an overcomer. And the things that you've been through in your life, those things serve to define who you are. And now you have the marvelous opportunity to become all that you can be.
Like I said, I can't even imagine some of the things that you've seen over the years. So after,
I'm not that old.
Well, I'm just saying that, you know, I mean, high school in Alabama in, mm-hmm. you know, in the heart and the heat of that time, you know, I'm not sure there are many of us that really have a sense for what that was really like.
Well, unfortunately, I'll say this. Most of us don't. It's unfortunate. And many of us don't take the time to learn. We're so busy with our day-to-day lives that we don't want to know what this country has gone through to get them, us as a people, to where we are today. Mm-hmm. It's been a struggle. It's still a struggle. And I am a product of that struggle.
I loved what... You know what Crystal Victoria was saying the other day when she was on the show with me? You know, she encouraged the listeners to bring it down to something smaller and go and find one person that you wouldn't normally associate with that you can reach out and you can share your story with, you know, and that doesn't become a race issue or a neighborhood issue or any of that kind of thing. It just simply has to do with, you know, reaching out. I mean, I think that's the heart and the core of those of us that do embrace God as a essential part of our lives, that, that we really need to make an essential part of our day-to-day living, too, is that finding somebody that you can reach out to today.
Yeah. Yeah, I love Crystal Victoria. She's actually, she and I have met here in Texas. We had coffee together, and she's actually speaking at the We Can Do It event that's coming up, scheduled for March 19. She's a keynote speaker there. And she's absolutely right. What can you do to touch one person today? One person.
Yeah.
It's not a race thing. But we're all products of that experience in life.
Absolutely. Well, and, you know, I was at a meeting with Lisa Nichols, I guess it's been about 6 months ago now, and she was reading her, you know, her favorite letter by Dr. King, where he is expressing the, you know, the fear that he knew how difficult the journey he had ahead of him was. And one of the things she brought up was the fact that when we start talking about abundance and about changing the world and how they see abundance, one of the things we have to put into perspective is, you know, the 40,000 white people that marched with Dr. King and all the struggle that the people went through. We need to stand on the shoulders of all of them as people. As opposed to the segregation that we still tend to want to, you know, to live our lives in.
Well, I love Texas, and it's a wonderful place, but I'm originally from Alabama, then to California, and then to Texas, okay? So I arrived here, and again, was not comfortable initially with the dynamic of the communities, because in California everything's kind of mixed up. We're all just there, right? And Texas is a little bit different. But once you are here and you begin to integrate into that society, no one looks at the color of your skin. No one cares. So that's a dynamic that's changed again over the years. And in our We Can Do It conferences, we are very diverse, extremely diverse.
Well, and right now as we're recording this, my wife and my daughter are actually literally landing in Atlanta right now for Lisa's second Abundance Now retreat. As volunteers, and it is so fun to watch the behind the scenes staff, because there is just such a diversity of race, gender, every kind of social and economic level of people that you can possibly imagine, and they're all just there for one thing, and that's to really live an abundant life, not in some kind of form of riches, but just simply, you know, to really thrive in how we live and what we're living and where we're living in.
And I totally agree with that. You know, abundance is not about money. It really is not. Hmm. I teach a class on a millionaire mindset, my millionaire mindset. And the first thing we talk about in that class, a workshop, is it's how you think. It's an abundant living lifestyle in your thought process. It has nothing to do with money. And many people don't understand that. So the question is, how can we then live an abundant lifestyle?
Well, you know, and I always feel like I have to apologize to the people, which I should stop doing. But, you know, third generation minister Steve, you know, there's so many Bible verses in me, and there's one of them that we all know. And it has to do with the fact that as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. It's about the things that we think of. You know, whatever you think on, that's what's going to grow. Whatever you focus on grows.
Exactly. And, you know, we talk about that road mapping key to success in business and in life. And, of course, your thought process, your prioritizing are one and two. But number six is your is the pathway that you decide to follow. Your pathway. And number five is your faith. We can't do anything without faith.
We can do so much when we do have faith. And you're right. We can't do anything when we don't have it. And a lot of people get hung up in spiritual discussions when the word faith comes up. When really faith is just the core of who we are as people, because all of us put our faith and trust in something.
Something, right.
Yeah. I mean, as simple things as, like, when you walk into a room, you flip on the light switch, you expect the lights to come on. You have faith in that. You know, you don't worry and fret for hours before you flip that light switch wondering, you know, does electricity still work today?
Right.
You know?
Absolutely. And there are degrees of faith. And here, we're not here trying to baptize anyone. That's not the point. But the point is simply that we have to trust in something. And the light switch is great. A chair, even a chair. Who knows? If you sit down in a chair, how do you know it's going to hold you up? That takes faith.
Oh, yeah. With every step that we take, we are literally stepping out on faith because of the fact that gravity worked on our last step, and we just assume that it's going to work in the next one.
Exactly. So we learn to step out and trust in something that would take us to the next level.
Janice, this is, you know, it's so much fun, but I do like to always address somewhere during the course of the discussion the people who, with all that we've said and all the encouragement we try to bring to them, they still are fighting against it. What would you say to that person who has bought into the mindset that they can't? What encouragement can you give them?
Oh, my goodness, there's so much I can say. Encouragement comes from my perspective. And keep in mind, my mind works differently than most people, okay? But having been in business for so long, Steve, alone, and having been homeless for about 2.5 years, I lived in a hotel room. Okay? Mm-hmm. And no one, not even my church members, knew I was homeless. I had to find encouragement from deep within. I had no husband. My family was back in California. And they would just beg me to come home. I wouldn't come home. Because I knew there was something different, better for me here in Texas. So I stayed. But what I would say to people who are just have a lack of self-confidence is look within. You've got it. You've got it. It's tough, I know. In your quiet time, take one step at a time. Set your goal and move towards it. Like these ladies that live to be 107, set your goal and move towards it. It's never too late until you're 6 feet under.
Yeah, I mean, what if they would have at 105 said, I don't have anything else left to contribute to the world? You know, the books wouldn't have been written. The show wouldn't have come from it.
And we wouldn't be talking about it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, I mean, we always all think of people like Oprah that have a huge influence in the life. But, you know, all of us, many of us at least, have heard Oprah talk about Miss Duncan, her teacher. Mm-hmm. That without Miss Duncan, she wouldn't have been the Oprah that we all know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And for me, without Miss Olenay Thomas, I wouldn't be the person sitting here today. My third grade teacher. Now, my mother, yes. My grandmother, yes. But Miss Olenay, my gym teacher. An awesome, dynamic woman. So there are people that come along in your life, but sometimes we forget how they have encouraged us. And it may not have been something they did, it may have been something they said. Or it could have been how she made me feel. Again, you know, Maya Angelou says, people will forget what you do, what you say, but they'll never forget how you made them feel. Never. Mm. So it's all about the feeling for me. That empowerment. In the third grade.
So the encouragement in all of that is, rather than comparing yourself to somebody else, mm-hmm. and many people that have listened to the show ongoingly know that I always say, we don't need you to be your impression of Oprah or whoever. We need you to be you. The world has mm-hmm. Oprah. She does Oprah really, really well. You know, what we need is for you to be the best version of you, and to be that person you were intended to be. You may be the Miss Duncan, you know, in somebody's life. You may be Billy Graham's mom, you know, and those are as important, if not some respects more important than the people who are in the spotlight. That everybody wants to be like.
Well, let me say this, and I love what you're saying, but let me back up for a minute. We all, each of us, has a spotlight. Hmm. There's something that each of us can do to encourage someone else. Just as Crystal Victoria said, touch one person today. Who can you touch today?
Yeah.
And you'll never know what that may mean to someone.
Yeah. Well, and the thing about it is you need to stand in your spotlight. Rather than trying to run away from your spotlight and go run into somebody else's, which mm-hmm. basically is just you running around in the dark and never, you know, just stand boldly under that spotlight mm-hmm. and be the best you can be because that's what the world needs.
You know, there's so often, you don't know this about me, but I basically meet with about 20 to 25 people per week, one-on-one. And yesterday I was in a cafe called La Madeleine here in my area. And there are five of us meeting one-on-one. And each person said, you know, I am so thankful that you brought us together. What's interesting about that is I met them each on LinkedIn. Had never laid eyes on them before except for their photo on LinkedIn. And they came to visit with me and have coffee. In the afternoon in La Madeleine, and we had an awesome time learning about each other and what we could do to collaborate and work together to make each other's businesses better. Now, how great is that? A Thursday afternoon, we're there having coffee, tea, and just chatting and visiting with each other and learning about each other. So when you're touching one person, I say find a way to touch more than one person. That's just me.
How many people's lives can you touch? How many people can you be the reason, be the person, be the thing that impacts their life for change? It may be one person, it may be a million. It's not about the numbers, it's about being the best you that you can possibly be and making the biggest and most possible impact that you can make on this world. We're going to go away again to another commercial break here, and then we will be right back on Thriving Entrepreneur.
Never has there been a better time for women to hack success. And the shift is on and the breakthroughs are real. We're taking success to a whole nother level. Join us at the Women's Success Summit, a gathering of dynamic, smart women helping women. We want to learn about you and what you have to offer. Bring your A game and be prepared to transact some business. Oh, and by all means, dress to impress.
Register at eWomenNetwork.com.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
Well, Janice, I know there's a lot of us that wishes that we could be in that luncheon to go further and deeper and work with you. What can a person do that would like to reach out and work with you? How could they contact you?
Well, you can find me, guess where, on LinkedIn. My name is Janice Montgomery Albo Kai-Strauser. Also on Facebook, same name, Janice Montgomery Albo Kai-Strauser. My email is janice@janicealbokai.com. May I spell that?
Yes, please.
Albo Kai is spelled A-L-B as in boy, O-K-A-I.com. And my email, my website is janicealbuquerque.com.
So that's JanicealBoKai.com.
That is correct.
Well, I hope a lot of people will go over and check out the different things that you can do to help them out, to help them understand that there is so much more power inside of you and in your life than what we often give ourselves credit for.
Credit for. Mm-hmm. There's a deep well of possibilities in our lives. If we only look deeper and deeper and deeper, that well never runs dry.
Absolutely. Well, Janice, I'd like to leave the listeners with something that they can do, an action that they can take right now, today, or at the very latest this week. What would be something that you would advise people they can do right now?
Well, there are three things. If they do not have a roadmap and key to success in business and life, they should reach out and talk to me and itemize those roadmaps and keys on a daily basis. They need a master plan, a why. So, in closing, discover your why and then move towards it.
Hmm. I like that. Discover your why and then move towards it. I think that's great. Great words of encouragement for all of us. Janice, thank you so much for being on the show today. I really appreciate you taking the time to share some of your life story as well as the experiences and the wisdom that you've gained because of the different things that you've been through in life.
Well, Steve, thank you for the invitation. I look forward to working with you again sometime in the future, maybe.
Yeah.
And if I can be of value or service to you, let me know, please.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Janice Montgomery Albuquerque Strausser. An amazing woman with an amazing life has gone through some things that many of us will just never really be able to even really truly comprehend what it was like to go through that. And yet it isn't that that defines her. I love what she said. She said, if you can't change your situation, change your attitude. Because here's the secret. If you've held out with us this whole time and you still haven't gotten it, I'm going to give it to you on a silver platter now. You control your attitude. And your attitude controls your altitude. Whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. Now, a lot of those things are platitudes. They've, been said before. They've been put on, posters and things and hung on people's walls. And they're meant to motivate us. But the reason why they're so impactful is because they're also so very, very true. Because like Janice said, your attitude is really where you are. It's not about are things good or are things bad outside of you. It's about how do I take them in and then what attitude do I choose to have in the circumstances. That's the power that we have in life. We don't understand how powerful we are because we give away our power to the people around us, to the circumstances in our life, rather than making the choice. Sometimes it's a tough choice, but the choice to have the attitude that's going to empower us to have the life that we want. We can create our own life. There's not really even that much. There's not really anything that's mystical or woo-woo in there. It really, truly is just simply, as you think in your heart, so are you. Because how you think, how you speak, how you act, those things are going to determine where you're going. You can't live your life in reverse. You can't drive down the highway and stare in the rearview mirror and expect to get somewhere without crashing into something first. We've got to look forward. As Ernie Villanueva said to us, you know, yesterday is a canceled check. Tomorrow is a promissory note. Today is the only legal tender that we have to spend. And so, you know, in the words of the incredibly powerful Dr. Martin Luther King, I want to leave you with the thought that the dream is about all of God's children. Every race, every color, every religion, joining hands and singing "Free at Last." Because we're living free at last. We're not living in a different type of slavery or bondage. We're not living in a different given away freedom, but we're truly embracing one another and living free. And if we can get to the place where we have that attitude, that that's where we're going, that we're going to make a difference, that we're going to be the change in the world, then we will be. We will find a way. If you wake up every day and you challenge yourself to be the change today, to find a way to make your world a better place, I guarantee you that opportunity will come up. The universe, whatever you want to call it, is going to present you the opportunity to be change in your world. Right now, today, if you will have the attitude that that's who you want to be. I believe in you. I want to encourage you immensely to have a great attitude and to live in the secret of controlling your destiny by changing your attitude. As I tell you every week, you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. The world needs you. I work with my amazing wife, Kathy Kidd, and we are here to help you thrive. We want to help you live every day of your life as a thriving entrepreneur. Until next week, have a great week, and we will talk to you next time on Thriving Entrepreneur.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to WeHelpYouThrive.com. Check us out and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.